today is, of course, Lunar New Year, Chinese New Year, and today's officially marks the start of the Year of the Dog, an animal that's a symbol of loyalty and honesty. And Sydney's host to some of the biggest Lunar New Year celebrations outside of Asia, and that means there's a lot happening. We've got Lunar Lanterns Trail in Circular Quay, performances and street food in Parramatta, fireworks all the way down in Blacktown. The list goes on and on. And something new is joining as well, something quite intriguing, is tonight's Sydney Fish Markets festivities. It's going to turn the markets into a bright, light-filled night market. Now, Stephanie Williams is the Fish Markets Marketing and Comms Manager. Stephanie, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Now, this is the first time the fish markets have ever done anything like this, isn't it?
It is. We just thought, you know, it's such a perfect opportunity, Friday night, a nice summer's day and the first day of Chinese New Year. So we thought we'd open in the evening, which is very, very unusual for us. But we should do it more because it's such a lovely harbour-side setting for dinner.
It does sound amazing. Now, was there something special about Year of the Dog, or has this been in planning for a little while, just waiting to see if you could make it work properly?
Yeah, I think it's, there's no Year of the Fish, so I guess there isn't the perfect year to start, but yeah, we've been wanting to do it for a while, and we thought it's about time we did it.
Now, I know fish market's been a key attraction for Chinese locals and visitors from abroad for a while. What do you think the significance is?
Well, I think it really just is the quality of Australian seafood. So we're just seeing year on year huge growth from the China market, and it's we don't even do, you know, a lot of marketing or advertising in China. It's all word of mouth. And they just come here, that we have such a good reputation for being, you know, clean and green and having amazing produce. Fish is a very big part of the Chinese diet. So we're very lucky in that regard. I think we get about 50% of all Chinese visitors that come to Sydney go to the fish market.
That is a massive amount. And look, another statistic that I'm terrified of misread, but is it really going to be 30,000 people coming through on the day after Lunar New Year?
It's a bit of a stab in the dark. We get most of them will be during the day, I believe. So even the last couple of days have been very, very busy. But tonight, I think it's, we have no benchmarks of anyone's guess. And we really hope we do get the numbers because we want to keep doing it.
That is a huge amount of people. Are you prepared for it? There's going to be enough food to go around?
Absolutely. There'll be plenty of food. So we've got most of our arcade vendors are open. We're putting on some additional stalls at the front of the arcade. We're doing sort of barbecue-style food. We have a huge Chinese restaurant upstairs, Fisherman's Wharf, which does fabulous yum cha and other traditional Cantonese food. There'll be plenty to go around.
And I imagine some cultural festivities as well?
Absolutely. We've got lion dances at 5:30, which is always my favourite part of Chinese New Year. It's so noisy and colourful. we'll be handing out fortune cookies and red envelopes, and yeah, it'll be good fun.
Well, it sounds like a blast. When can people start heading down for it today?
So the market's open all day, but the evening event starts from 4 p.m. and goes till 10 p.m. and we've got free parking, so it's a good time to come down after work or in the evening.
Free parking in that area is a celebration alone for a Sydney-sider, so well done on that.
Oh, tell me about it.
Stephanie, thank you very much. Hopefully this is just the start of many, many more. Have a great night, and of course, happy Lunar New Year.
And same to you. Gong Hui Fa Chao, I believe, although forgive my bad pronunciation.
I'm not even going to try, so it's completely forgiven. Thanks, Stephanie. Stephanie Williams there. She is the comms manager for Sydney Fish Market. It is their first ever night markets, their first ever Chinese New Year night markets. Sounds like there's a lot going on. All kicks off from 4 p.m. today, if you're keen. Or, of course, as she said, the markets open all day.